We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, valuable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms to reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a cassava project in Nigeria helps farmers greatly increase their yields. In animal news, a Canadian researcher finds that seagulls monitor each other for the best time to sleep. In sustainable energy news, a graduate of an Australian university designs an innovative water purification system. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 23rd, eminent American inventor Mr. Granville T. Woods was born in Columbus, Ohio in 1856. Mr. Woods obtained over 60 patents and created more than a dozen innovations to improve electric railway cars. Some of them include developing the first railway powered by electric lines above the train and the first telegraph service enabling messages to be sent from moving trains. This significantly increased safety because dispatchers would know the location of each train. In addition, Mr. Woods made several enhancements to air brakes for locomotives and large machines. May Mr. Granville T. Woods' legacy of outstanding innovations encourage other thoughtful individuals to contribute to a better world.
Lion News. Hundreds more homes destroyed in Columbia mudslides. The most recent devastation from what is now being called the worst natural disaster in the country's history occurred earlier this week when more than 200 families were rendered homeless after a mudslide pummeled the central Colombian town of Utica. Recent heavy rains caused the nearby Rio Negro to burst its banks, sending water, mud, and stones through over 80% of the town, damaging 240 homes, 120 of which were completely destroyed. At least two women lost their lives, with two other people missing. Visiting the area on Wednesday, April 20th, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said that with further rain still forecast, the worst may be yet to come, as he pledged funds for the rebuilding of 300 homes. He also said the government would provide 20 tons of humanitarian aid to the region. According to reports from the Colombian government, 50 people have perished in the past 4 weeks alone, with 378,000 evacuated in the past months across 28 of 32 total provinces because their homes were destroyed by the floods.
When rainy conditions first hit the nation earlier in the month, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep sympathies and prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials about any needed assistance. Sending $15,000, she requested that they go if possible to help and comfort the most desperate, orphans, elderly, and those who lost loved ones. This amount could purchase $73,000 in urgent supplies if obtained in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living. Our gratefulness, President Santos, and Colombian officials for his swift and helpful initiatives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support.
We pray for the stabilizing recovery of the people of Colombia and that such weather extremes may soon dissipate through humanity's kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Recovery efforts continue in Japan. On Friday, April 22nd, the nation's government approved a $48.5 billion emergency budget toward removal of rubble and rebuilding, as well as funding loans to small and medium-sized businesses. In addition to the ensuing tsunami, last month's 9.0 magnitude earthquake claimed more than 14,100 lives, with over 13,300 others officially missing, not including an unknown number still unaccounted for. It also triggered the worst nuclear accident since the 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe, with material damage alone that could exceed $300 billion. This comes as Japan is facing a debt that is double the amount of its $5 trillion economy.
At the quake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, workers continued their efforts to bring the crisis under control. TEPCO reported on Thursday that levels of radioactive material were 4,000 times the national limit and higher than previously found in seawater near the water intake for reactor number 2 on Wednesday morning. According to the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency, the increased concentration is due to a special fence set up in the area to keep the leakage from spreading.
This was the same location where highly contaminated water was found to be seeping into the Pacific on April 2nd, with the first leak estimated to have amounted to 520 tons, or 20,000 times the annual radiation limit for the plant. In attempts to ease international concerns at sea, Japan will also check radiation levels aboard ocean-bound ships, as well as their container loads, and will publish the data. Meanwhile, the government held a meeting in Beijing, China, to brief Chinese officials, business people, and media on the nuclear accident and what is being done to restore the facility's critical cooling systems, while also emphasizing the safety of food imports from Japan and travel to the country.
A day after the 20-kilometer radius around the troubled nuclear plant was declared off-limits and a fine of possible arrest was imposed to ensure compliance, the government on Friday officially added areas beyond the evacuation zone in Fukushima Prefecture.
The extended region includes Iitate, Katsurao, and Namie, as well as part of Kawamata and Minamisoma, affecting some 10,500 residents. For the first time since the crisis began, Fukushima's local governor, Yuhei Sato, spoke with TEPCO president Masataka Shimizu on Friday, where he emphasized that the company should never resume operations at the nuclear facility. Mr. Shimizu responded in apology, saying, "We have caused the people of Fukushima great trouble." With the nuclear crisis continuing, Japanese legislators are launching a study group scheduled to meet for the first time next week to promote the use of alternative energy.
"We thank all Japanese and global governments, officials, and personnel assisting in the efforts to bring resumed regularity to the lives of Japan's people. Our prayers for their resiliency and that safety and stability may soon be ensured in the country and the world as humanity joins in adopting more conscientious, uplifting lifestyles."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Thank you.
speak out. People across the globe continue to demand the universal recognition of human rights, own rights, own rights, own rights, own rights, and rights, and rights, along with government rights, own rights, along with government reforms that include greater honesty, as well as citizen participation in countries such as Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Belarus, Botswana, Cambodia, China, Cuba, Egypt, Libya, Mauritania, Mexico, Palestine, Syria, Uganda, the U.S., and Yemen.
As U.S. government employees protest states reducing their wages in an effort to eliminate budget deficits, U.S. President Barack Obama has begun addressing their concerns by calling for higher tax rates for the nation's most wealthy, who he says are better able to withstand income reductions. Meanwhile, a group of supporters attending a fundraising event hosted by President Obama on Thursday, April 21st, called for the U.S. government to respect the rights of Private First Class Bradley Manning, a soldier accused of releasing sensitive information to the press, by ending the harsh treatment he is receiving in prison, including being kept in solitary confinement and forced to sleep without clothing at night.
In Africa, Ugandans protest the rearrest of minority party leader Kizza Besigye, who had been leading calls for Walk to Work Day as a means of protesting higher fuel prices.
Addressing the Berlin 6th International Conference on Wednesday, April 20th, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad spoke out against the use of violence to achieve independence from Israel, saying that diplomacy is more effective in achieving statehood goals. The conference is held in the village of Berlin, where weekly peaceful demonstrations also occur to protest issues such as Israeli seizure of land for expansion of settlements. Meanwhile, in Israel, around 300 citizens gathered on Thursday to sign a petition welcoming the declaration of an independent Palestinian state based upon the borders of Israel set during the 1949 armistice, which ended the Arab-Israeli war.
On Thursday, Azerbaijani journalists fasted to demand the release of journalist Aynullah Fatulayev, who has been imprisoned for 4 years despite a European Court for Human Rights ruling that he should be freed.
A group of 5 senior Bahraini clerics released a statement denouncing the destruction of mosques being carried out by government and Saudi forces to repress peaceful protests calling for reform.
On Friday in Syria, security forces used live ammunition against tens of thousands of peaceful pro-democracy protesters across the nation, with witnesses and human rights groups reporting at least 75 people being killed, including 5 shot by snipers from above a medical clinic in a suburb of Damascus. U.S. President Barack Obama and British Secretary of State William Hague each spoke out against the violence, saying that it must end now as they urge the government to respect the rights of the citizens to exercise freedom of speech.
We have signaled that crimes will not be condoned.
Near the western town of Walut, Libya, revolutionary forces were able to assume control after around 100 government soldiers fled across the border into Tunisia. Meanwhile, Libya's state television reported that the government is proposing a political solution to end the conflict. Among its suggestions are a new constitution and elections that would be held in 6 months if the military intervention by the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance, or NATO, is halted. However, Libyan forces continue an intense siege on Misurata, the nation's third largest city.
Saying that 500,000 people have already fled the country's unrest, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stated that the United Nations' priority is a ceasefire as he called for Libyan officials to halt the killing of citizens. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos also announced that there were no plans to bring troops onto the ground for delivery of relief supplies as the UN can still access Libya via civilian routes.
However, in a talk with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev expressed his nation's concern that the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, is overreaching the original UN resolution, which called only for the introduction of a no-fly zone to protect innocent civilians. Meanwhile, on Friday, U.S. Senator John McCain became the highest-ranking U.S. official to travel to Libya as he met with leaders of the Transitional National Council on Friday and called for greater support as well as global recognition of the council as the legitimate government of the Libyan people. Amid the nation's rising casualties, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that the government was seeking help from the African Union in arriving at a diplomatic solution to the political and humanitarian crisis. As we mourn the loss of precious lives, we are heartened by glimmers of peace in regions of turmoil, and we pray for the ceasing of all conflicts as citizens everywhere choose to live in neighborly dignity, freedom, and tranquility.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't."
interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai to broadcast on Spiritual Awakening Radio, the U.S.-based Spiritual Awakening Radio, part of the all-positive healthlife.net radio network, will broadcast an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai in a two-part program titled From Crisis to Peace, about Supreme Master Ching Hai's book on the organic vegan solution for the planet. Broadcasting worldwide via the internet, Spiritual Awakening Radio, hosted by Mr. James Bean, explores through the interview spiritual topics while also raising awareness about the issues like climate change and the goal of a non-violent world through such avenues as the compassionate and cruelty-free vegan lifestyle.
I understand that you believe all world leaders should help their citizens wake up by implementing the vegan law in their countries. Tell us about the proposed vegan law.
Yes. Well, I do believe this. I do believe that vegan will save the planet. We just need a little push from government and the media to make it come true. People are ready. We have a voice within, which tells us to be kind to all beings. There's no need to meditate even to feel the pain of others and of animals. They have blood. Their blood flows out just like ours, red. And they scream, they agonize just the way we do, if we are hurt in the same ways. So vegan law should be implemented because it's a loving reminder of all citizens to be peaceful within and without, live and let live. If we do not kill animals, then we will not kill man. And peace will be naturally achieved.
Our thanks, Mr. James Bean and Spiritual Awakening Radio, for your constructive programs helping to uplift listeners' consciousness. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's tireless endeavors to bring timely climate change solutions to the fore, and pray they'll soon be implemented for the peaceful survival of our world.
Part 1 of Spiritual Awakening Radio's interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai will be broadcast on Tuesday, April 26 at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 9 p.m. Central European Summer Time. Part 2 of the interview will be broadcast the following Tuesday, May 3rd, also at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 9 p.m. Central European Summer Time.
To tune in to the online streaming program, go to www.healthylife.net and click on the blue Listen Live button.
Please also tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom at a later date for the full broadcast of this interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai with multi-language subtitles. Save Our Planet. During an Earth Day event held in a less fortunate neighborhood of San Juan de Miraflores in Peru's Lima province, organized by groups Beyond Volunteering and ANIIA, volunteers partner with local children to raise eco-awareness and beautify the community by planting trees, painting, and cleaning.
Save Our Planet. Apparently poisoned by domoic acid, a neurotoxin produced by algal blooms that have proliferated with climate change, beached dolphins, sea lions, fish, and other marine animals have been found perished along the shores of Southern California, USA, having suffered seizures before they died due to the effects of the toxic acid.
Warning news. Stating that 50% of antibiotics administered globally are misused on animals raised for food, World Health Organization Medical Officer Dr. Fabio Scano cautions about the threat of drug-resistant diseases, with adverse effects already being seen in both human and animal populations.
Hi there, I'm Daisy the Alpaca. My diet consists of delicious plant foods. And here's a safety tip for the kitchen. Keep hot metal pot handles covered to protect yourself and others during and after cooking. They are specially designed models for purchase online, and you can also check with local department stores for availability. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, a cassava project in Nigeria helps farmers greatly increase their yields. Unleashing the Power of Cassava in Africa, which is being put into effect by the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, provides participants with training and high-quality cassava stems. Mr. Bashir Adesian, chairman of the Edo Oyo chapter of the Nigerian Cassava Growers Association, said, "With local varieties, I used to harvest 10 tons per hectare, but now it is more than 20 tons per hectare. The states of Osun, Ondo, Ekiti, Kogi, Nasarawa, and Benue are also beneficiaries of the program. Kudos, Unleashing the Power of Cassava in Africa and International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, on your successful collaboration. May it continue to assist many beautiful Nigerian citizens in producing flourishing harvests on a gentle and long-lasting earth."
In animal news, seagulls monitor each other for the best time to sleep. Dr. Guy Beauchamp of the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Montreal in Canada statistically examined the proportion of sleeping birds in gull flocks over a period of 2 years in Bay of Fundy in New Brunswick, Canada. Dr. Beauchamp observed that if many members of the group are sleeping, the birds will feel that they are safe to rest. However, if a number of seagulls are alert, the avians that were sleeping opened their eyes more during this time. This is interpreted as a precautionary measure to keep watch. Our thankfulness, Dr. Guy Beauchamp, for highlighting the developed sense of awareness of our feathered friends. May we continue to discover the innumerable wonders of these winged messengers of the divine. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the solar ball can produce more than 3 quarts of water by utilizing the rays of the sun. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more...